for the sample period after desearching character, this date is 04-24-2025. Dictation is for Norman Cardenas. Cardenas spells C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S. Norman spells N-O-R-M-A-N. Date of birth is 10-7-1983. This is a 41-year-old gentleman here. With pain to his right index finger. Period. Patient said he was at work using a sharp object and accidentally cut the dorsal surface of his right index finger. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10 increase with motion and touch. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient said his tetanus is not up to date. Next line, he denies neck pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Said he can flex his finger and extend it with some discomfort. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Correction, mild distress. Vitals are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 144/95. Pulse 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph, right index finger is a 5 cm deep laceration on the volar surface involved in his MIPJ. He has full range of motion with no restrictions. There is some discomfort with range of motion. Next line, cap refill less than 2 seconds. Next line, sensation is normal. Next line, no deformity. There's minimal bleeding, which is easily controlled with direct pressure, period. Next paragraph, H, E, and T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities except right index finger, full range of motion, with no discomfort. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is right index finger laceration, approximately 5 cm in length, without tendon involvement. Assessment number 2 is finger pain. Next paragraph, procedure, sutures. The procedure was explained to patient. We talk about complications, which includes infection, poor healing, dehiscence. Next paragraph, patient express understanding of the complication and the process and verbally give me permission to proceed, period. Next paragraph, a digital block was performed using lidocaine without epinephrine. After anesthesia was achieved, the site was irrigated well with approximately 200 normal saline. There was no foreign body observed. Next line, site was cleaned well with betadine. Next line, site was draped in a sterile fashion. Next line, with a number 4 suture, observable. Six sutures were placed on laceration. The site approximated well. There were no complications. Bleeding was minimal, but controlled with direct pressure. Next line. Neurovascular status was assessed after suture, and they are intact. Next line. The site was bathed in triple antibiotics, covered with 2x2. His finger was secured with a splint to prevent motion and foster complications of poor healing. He was strongly advised to leave dressing in place for 48 hours, to come back to the clinic in 48 hours for a re-evaluation. Says he understands and will comply. He was sent home with the following medication: Aceptra, DS, 800/160 milligrams. He would take one pill PO, BID. Next medication, Toradol, 10 milligrams, one PO, BID for 5 days, number 10. He was educated on home care, which includes to prevent site from getting wet, to use plastic during shower. Next line, he was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.